I have a fill in the blank for you. At least it's going to start that way. He tried to hire a blank for a blank. Do you guys want to try to write down what your... We'll play a sort of version of the match game. I mean, he tried to hire a blank for a blank.
Like the obvious would be like a clown for a party.
Okay.
Would be, you know, what my mind would jump to.
Ooh. Yeah.
But that's too obvious.
A hitman for a murder.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Write down what you think it is, and then we'll see who's closest at the end.
Okay.
All right. Well, I'm going to go with that one.
He tried to hire a blank for a blank. It's not the same without the pumped up volume of the match game song, but we don't need it. I'm not saying it. I'm just saying that. In fact, I think it might be annoying if that happened. A man from Longview, Washington. Everybody got theirs? Oh,
yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A man from Longview, Washington was arrested on October 17th and released on $1,000 bail as he awaits his initial arraignment hearing, which is scheduled for, well, it was scheduled for yesterday. This story came out Wednesday. Okay? Yeah. So you know he was arrested for something. Does that disqualify anyone's things they wrote down?
Yes.
It does.
I mean, yeah, okay. Probably. I don't think this would lead to an arrest.
He was booked into the Cowlitz County Jail. I won't tell you what the charges are initially. He offered $440 for this charge because he was trying to hire a blank for a blank. Okay. $440 was his fiduciary offering for this service. Does anyone want to change theirs?
Okay, I'm going to change mine.
Tell me what you had and what you're changing it to.
Okay.
Please.
I had a unicorn for a bat mitzvah.
Okay.
But I'm changing it to prostitute for a bar mitzvah.
Okay. Kelly, what did you have?
I think I'm going to keep mine actually now because maybe he could get arrested for something along. Anyway, he tried to hire a personal trainer for himself.
Okay. Steve?
I still had hitman for a murder.
Okay. Maitland? Were you playing along?
Yeah. I wrote,
what did you have?
A prisoner for arson.
Oh, okay. Do you want to change yours? You
no.
Still good?
Based on your reaction, no.
Okay. So he offered a prostitute $440.
Okay, I got one.
To travel to the community of Longview, Washington.
Come on, bar mitzvah.
I don't know if they're Jewish.
All right.
I don't think it's going to be bar mitzvah.
Okay.
What did he hire the prostitute for?
Ooh. Did it combine hot wings and mine? Did he hire the prostitute for a murder?
Nope.
Okay.
Nope.
To get back at his ex who was going to be there?
Interesting.
To build a garage without a permit.
Hey, who would do that?
An idiot.
No one.
Somebody who's really stupid and doesn't follow the rules and should have their garage torn down by the community.
Or sell their shed, which they're still trying to sell.
You're so trying to shed the shed.
I'm trying to sell the shed.
Were you trying to sell it down by the seashore?
Shut up.
Shipman offered $440 for a prostitute to travel to Longview to touch him and his...
penis.
Dog?
Butthole.
Goat.
No,
mom.
His body parts are included under the umbrella of him.
Okay. Children.
Not dog.
Mom.
Not mom.
Wife.
Oh, there's no wife, I bet.
Pokemon card collection.
Miniature horse.
Oh, little Sebastian.
Little Sebastian.
Yeah, they like to be touched.
Shipman told the prostitute he was having a difficult time finding a willing participant to join him. As, quote, the last two gals I asked said it was, quote, noticeably outside their comfort zone to touch both him and the miniature horse.
So is this, he wants this to happen at the same time? Like they're
Sounds
in the
like
middle
it.
And one hand on one and one hand on the other.
Yeah.
Doing a double tug?
That part is unclear. 4 days later, when Shipman sat down with the deputies, after being read his Miranda rights, he offered that he did, or he acknowledged he did offer the person cash for purposes such as this. And he did admit that horses had been his thing for a while, and he really wanted to make it more of an open relationship.
Oh. Ew.
Yeah. He has two miniature horses, which on the farm, which means the other one was just like,
oh man, the only one gets left out.
Yeah. What are you,
question.
Will Smith of horses?
As a prostitute, how do you go to the cops and say, I'm a prostitute, probably doing something illegal unless this is Vegas, and then tell them that it gets even more illegal because the guy who's soliciting your favors wants you to make friends with a horse. Hmm. Like, how do you go there and you not get in trouble, too? Not that I think she should or he should, but...
Yeah.
I mean, you don't have to admit to being a prostitute. No. You could just say, hey, look, this creep reached out to me from out of the blue and is trying to hire people to do this.
He thinks I'm
just minding my own business. Yeah. I'm watching Shrinking.
How dare he?
Yeah.
That's a great idea. Clearly, I could never be a criminal because I would tell him myself, hey, police officers, no worries. I'm a prostitute, but some concern.
I think in most cases, though, what you were saying is what would happen is there'd be I'm not getting in trouble for this. Yeah. I just said no.
What's her name? Is it like Destiny?
There is no reference
Lexus.
To
Crystal,
the prostitute
Mercedes.
In question.
Yeah.
I think it was Jane.
Jane.
No. Yeah. Oh, man. I know, weird, right?
Jane the prostitute.
No, nobody's hiring that.